Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Starting sixth,
Cole Custer, Ladera Ranch, California.
Starting fifth,
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Starting fourth,
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Starting third,
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting second,
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
And starting on the pole,
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's the starting lineup for the Xfinity 500.
And those drivers are all standing near their race cars, lined up nose to tail, up and down the pit road as we get closer and closer to opening ceremonies. Before that happens, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Martinsville Speedway as we get set for the NASCAR Cup Series Xfinity 500. Big thanks to all of our premier partners in NASCAR, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, and Xfinity.
You mentioned the pressure right at the top of the show that some of these drivers are going to experience here this afternoon and are currently experiencing. We heard from some of them a little bit ago. Drivers like William Byron, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott. A lot of work to do over the course of the next 500 laps to have a shot at the title next week. Let's go trackside.
Please rise as you're able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Bassett High School and Magna Vista High School Color Guards presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation from Rich Acres Christian Church and chaplain for Martinsville Speedway, Pastor Tim Hunt.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with grateful hearts today, thanking you for all the blessings you give us and a chance to be here today. And I want to pray protection and blessing over everyone that's involved, from the drivers and their teams to those who are protecting us, our first responders. We also pray for those that take our tickets at the gate and those who make the amazing Martinsville hot dogs. And Father, I pray finally for the fans. Help them to have a wonderful experience today and for everyone to be safe. And we pray this prayer in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Liberty University Spirit of the Mountain Marching Band.
The pre-race ceremonies wrapping up here at Martinsville. The NASCAR Cup Series and the Xfinity 500 is next.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500. Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
The drivers are sliding into the cockpits of their race cars, getting the seatbelts cinched up and grabbing a helmet. We're getting closer and closer to the command to fire engines. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give me a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race cars today, pal. Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Xfinity 500 from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By eBay, all the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. By bioethanol, trusted for high performance in NASCAR. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR. Member FDIC. By the Progressive Keys to Progress program, gifting cars to veterans in need. By Napa, get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at Napa. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
The current playoff field that we have here in 2025 are responsible for all 7 wins here at Martinsville since we debuted this Gen 7 race car. And they're led by William Byron and Ryan Blaney, who have won 4 of those 7 races. So, Todd Gordon, is it safe to assume that the road to victory lane today is going to have to go through one of those cars?
I don't know that I assume it. I think it will. But I won't write the rest of the field out. I thought Kyle Busch looked good in practice. I thought the 23-11 cars of Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick looked really strong in practice. I think there's a lot of people that still have some meat left on the bone of what they want to accomplish this season.
Including Ty Gibbs, who will start today's race in the second position. Looked good in qualifying yesterday afternoon as well. Another one of the stories that we'll talk about here this afternoon, the new left side tire. The longest anybody went in practice yesterday, 67 laps. The longest green flag run here in the spring, 75 laps, so we'll see if that plays a factor on what is now a 58-degree day here at the Martinsville Speedway.
What is it like as a crew chief when there is that big of an unknown when it comes to where the tire wear may be?
Yeah, you've got to really kind of keep on top of it, and you have to be fluid. You can't come into this race and say, I'm going to do this. You've got to see what's going to happen. I talked to several crew chiefs in the garage today, and they all talked about, I'm going to do what the majority does, because you can't be on the alternate strategy, and there's a lot more opportunity for you to be buried with a caution at that point. So seeing what everybody does and adapting to it.
A lot of questions and a lot of answers will be determined here in the next 500 laps here at the Martinsville Speedway as we're set to determine the championship 4 for next week's event at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. Let's go trackside and get this one underway, the Xfinity 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series.
This is the moment you all have been waiting for. Please welcome Xfinity Rewards member Jason Trent. He's here today to say the most famous words in motorsports. Take it away, Jason.
Welcome to the Xfinity 500. Drivers, start your engines.
The NASCAR Cup Series machines come to life on the pit lane. We're getting closer and closer to the green flag here at the Xfinity 500.
What if you had the smartest Wi-Fi? If you did, it'd be Xfinity, and it'd come with their best state-of-the-art equipment. It would boost speeds to the devices that needed the most, whether you were streaming, gaming, or gaming while pretending to work. It would even power your mobile connection so you could bring faster, secure Wi-Fi speeds with you where you use it most. If you had the smartest Wi-Fi, everything would work together seamlessly to keep you connected. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. Feel the adrenaline with a library of unforgettable races from Daytona to Talladega. It's a front row seat to NASCAR history. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
It begins to roll off of the pit lane here at the Martinsville Speedway. It'll give us a chance to bring in another voice set and ready to call the action for you today, lap after lap. High atop the grandstands in turn number three at Martinsville from Barry, Vermont is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon, everybody. From high above turns three and four here at the Martinsville Speedway. The lay of the land at this racetrack, long straightaways, comparatively speaking, for a half-mile racetrack, and very sharp corners, banked only 12 degrees. That is not enough to cure an ill-handling race car. Bottom two lanes in the corners are made of concrete. The top two lanes are asphalt. You do not want to be in the asphalt because the bottom lanes are far superior here at Martinsville. One thing to look out for is the curb on the inside of the corners to driver's left. If you bounce off that 3-inch high curb, it can send your car careening a half a groove or even a full groove up the racetrack without your prior consent, and that can spell bad news for anybody that may be alongside you. We'll watch it all unfold here alongside a few thousand of our closest personal friends here in turns 3 and 4 at Martinsville.
Those long straightaways that Dave referenced, a whopping 800 feet here at the Martinsville Speedway. No doubt going to be a lot of action out there on the half mile here this afternoon. Going to be a lot of action on pit road. We'll take a sweep down there now, presented by Jack Link's Duos. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Link's Duos. Two jerky flavors and one pack. Original and teriyaki, jalapeno and mango, or buffalo style and ranch. Grab your favorite in the snack aisle today. We'll begin with Steve Post.
Kyle, Martinsville Speedway, home track, if you will, for the Wood Brothers, who are celebrating their 75th anniversary of racing in NASCAR. On Friday, they had an open house fan day over in their shops in Stuart, Virginia. Listen to this starting lineup. Donnie Ellison, Dale House fan day over in their shops in Stuart, Virginia. Listen to this starting lineup. Donnie Ellison, Dale Jarrett, Trevor Bayne, Harrison Burton, Elliott Sadler, Michael Waltrip, Ryan Blaney, and present driver Josh Berry all there. The fans, everybody had a great time at the Wood Brothers historic shop over in Stuart, Virginia. Josh Berry starts 27th today. It's not been the best track for him on the Cup side. He's got an Xfinity Series win and a late model win here, and he feels really good about his race car today. He thinks today might be the day he can get up there and mix it up at the front of the field. To the midsection of pit road, Chris Wilner.
Steve, there are times where it's not the best car that wins the race, but sometimes how the stars seem to align for a team or a driver, that could be for Ty Gibbs and Joe Gibbs Racing as he tries for his first Cup Series win. Now, why you ask? It started yesterday afternoon. The 23-year-old qualified second, his best start of the year, and then it rolled into last night. He won for the first time as a car owner with buddy Taylor Gray grabbing his first Xfinity Series win. To add to another level, Gibbs' spotter Tony Hurstman Jr. has now swept both races, doing so with Corey Heim in the Truck Series on Friday and with Gray last night. Ty Gibbs led a career best 201 laps in the last short track race last month at Bristol, and his crew chief Tyler Allen told me this morning, with a few small adjustments, our long run speed will be in the window. I think we can get Ty to contend for his first Cup Series win. Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Larson, he is continuing to watch Christopher Bell in that third spot. Kyle Larson, 36 points to the good right now. Now, I spoke to Cliff Daniels, his crew chief, this morning. Now, Cliff is a very numerical guy, and he will watch those numbers. He said his goal for him was just to follow the points to see where they were at each stage. He said once we get through the first two stages, we'll see what we have to assess and the plan of attack for the third stage. Now, Kyle Larson has six straight finishes of sixth or better at Martinsville, including a win at 2023. When I asked Cliff Daniels any words of advice for the team today in the team meeting, Cliff Daniels simply said, it's nothing fancy, nothing flashy, do our job. Those are the words of Cliff Daniels, crew chief for Kyle Larson.
A lot of work and a lot of racing over 500 laps here on this half-mile Martinsville Speedway. It's 58 degrees, a gentle breeze blowing from the backstretch directly across the infield to the main straightaway, according to the gigantic American flag. And it's overcast. Cloud cover is here. So Todd Gordon, the straightaways are asphalt. The corners are concrete, like Dave Moody pointed out. Overcast skies, does that benefit some teams over others?
Well, I think what will play the biggest benefit is how much we rubber. I think if the racetrack takes rubber, when it's hot and sunny, you know, a couple years ago we had 80-degree day and sunny, there was a lot of rubber laid down on the racetrack. If we get a lot of rubber laid down on the racetrack, then people like Ryan Blaney, that's where they tend to shine. Being able to carve the curb underneath that rubber, that's something he's done really well. That's why at the end of the races, he comes forward and ends up being a contender. If we don't get that rubber laid down, I think the guys that have had speed regularly will continue to have that into the waning stages of the race.
Currently 58 degrees here at the Martinsville Speedway, a projected high 60 degrees here this afternoon. So we'll see if the corners rubber in, if in fact they do, and how long it will take as the tires begin to wear on the first run. That first run, 130 laps. Stage one, stage two will take us to lap 260, and the race will end at 500 laps here this afternoon. The Xfinity 500, the teams have checked their pace speeds. They have lined up behind the pace car off of turn 2, 38 strong, set to go here this afternoon. The Xfinity 500, the third and final race in the round of eight for the NASCAR Cup Series. Going to be a long, grueling grind here this afternoon for the drivers looking to advance and have a shot next week in Phoenix. Pace car on the pit lane, ready to go. William Byron, Ty Gibbs, front row for the start. Here's Goldsboro, North Carolina's Alex Hayden.
Off turn four, William Byron opts to start the race on the inside lane. Down to the line they come. Green flag is in the air, and we are racing in the Xfinity 500. Byron gets the lead on the break.
Not a great start for Ty Gibbs. He kind of jammed up the outside line, allowing Byron to get away with the lead. The battle now will be for second. Kyle Larson to the inside of Gibbs.
Kyle Larson to the inside of Gibbs for that runner-up spot as William Byron is able to get away by a car length or two to complete lap number one. Teammate in tow in Larson.
Kyle Larson rides in second, about a car length back on his back bumper, Ty Gibbs. Then Denny Hamlin as they motor down the back straightaway. Gibbs jumps to the inside. He'll take a look for second.
Matt Larson will slam the door and hang on to the runner-up. runner-up spot. Larson second, Ty Gibbs there in third, Denny Hamlin fourth, Joey Logano fifth. They're stacked up side by side for the number six spot. It's Custer to the inside of Elliott.
Cole Custer on the low line. Chase Elliott on the outside. Early going, the low line has been the place to be. It is this time. Cole Custer will slide through to take six.
Cole Custer will grab that position away just out of the top five. The battle for second heating up just a bit. Kyle Larson continues to hang on to it. Ty Gibbs had a peek to the bottom a lap ago.
Yeah, he's been jumping around on the back bumper of the Kyle Larson machine, looking for some daylight to try and make a move for second. This time by, he'll follow straight in the tire tracks.
And Larson is his car right at the bottom of the racetrack, watching his teammate William Byron, the race leader, begin to tiptoe away. He's got a car length and a half right now as his advantage. Further back, it's going to be Tyler Reddick getting muscled out of the way by Christopher Bell.
Reddick has not been able to get down to the bottom of the racetrack since the initial green flag. He's been trapped up high, fighting hard for every position, but that is not the place to be.
Battle comes off of turn number four, down and around to complete lap number six. It's still Byron at the point, keeping an eye on that race just into the top 10. Chase Briscoe looking to advance forward.
Yeah, he's the latest to slide to the inside of the Tyler Reddick machine. Reddick with no room at the end, can't find room to get down to the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe slides through.
Briscoe will try to clear the Tyler Reddick car. While he does that, here comes Michael McDowell. He'll take his Chevrolet to the bottom and try to keep Reddick pinned topside.
Tyler Reddick with no choice right now, just to take a little bit of an early beating. He's going to lose some spots for sure. Right now, he just wants enough open asphalt to get to the low line of the racetrack.
Stuck in the outside lane and going the wrong way for Tyler Reddick. We'll lose another spot here up the front straightaway. It's Brad Keselowski looking to the inside.
Down to the inside, moving underneath him in turn one is Michael McDowell. They're all lined up to the left elbow of Tyler Reddick. He cannot find any room to get it down.
And this is one of those situations where I feel like Tyler Reddick needs to get down in lane. The racetrack is green. Tire wear in that outer lane is going to be accelerated. If this goes longer green, I think he's got to work his way down as he found a way in front of Todd Gilliland.
Back straightaway, Gilliland did not gave him just a little bit of daylight. That was all Tyler Reddick needed to slide in line.
Back in the back of the field, they are playing bumper cars at every end of the racetrack with Ryan Blaney, a playoff competitor, back there in the middle of it, Dave. It's back bumper getting hit, forcing them up to use the front bumper of the car in front of them.
Ryan Blaney is back there. Chris Buescher is there. A.J. Allmendinger, who is very strong in practice. And the reason they're driving so intensely right now is because it won't be long until they look in the rearview mirror and the leaders are on their way.
Ryan Blaney started 31st and currently is just 30th. He has gained just one spot in the first 10 laps, Dave.
There's just nowhere to go right now. When they're two by two in front of you, you've just got to wait your turn. Battle for six. Chase Elliott to the inside.
They are swapping lanes with Elliott and Cole Custer, who is the opposite a few laps ago. This time, Elliott with a hole shot.
He takes the bottom of the racetrack through turn number two. He'll take away that number six spot right in front of him. Denny Hamlin's going to grab fourth from, Joey Logano is going to grab fourth from Hamlin.
Logano had a great run off of turn two. Half a lap ago, was able to position that car to the inside of Denny Hamlin, take that spot away. Hamlin gets in the line just in front of Chase Elliott.
Denny all over the back bumper of Joey Logano coming off turn number two. Joey pulls away by a couple of feet. Behind them, Chase Elliott, Cole Custer, and Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch gets a good bite up off of turn four, took a peek to the inside of Cole Custer, nothing there. Custer flying the colors of Texas A&M University, having a good run early.
Good run for the Aggies down the back straightaway right now. Cole Custer solidly in the top 10. Front of the pack, it's William Byron. He's opened it up by three car lengths.
Everybody has settled in the line for the most part, single file right on the bottom of the racetrack. Little bit of contact further back. Here comes Ross Chastain peeking to the inside of Carson Hocevar. That's the first side-by-side battle for position for about 13.
Down the back straightaway, they fly. Hocevar takes that spot, Ross Chastain takes that spot. Hocevar back in line behind him, trailed by Shane Van Gisbergen.
Further up, playoff competitor Christopher Bell getting roughed up a bit by Michael McDowell. Bell got loose off turn four, tried to get the car to the bottom of the track. door slammed Michael McDowell, who still tries to clear him.
McDowell finally will get that done on the back straightaway, closer to the front. Chase Elliott's on the move. He moves under Denny Hamlin to take fifth place.
Moves around two cars in three laps, does Chase Elliott, and now moves up and into the fifth position. Moved around Hamlin, has moved around Cole Custer, and now has his eyes set on Joey Logano in fourth. As we're strung out at the point, William Byron, the race leader, by just a car length and a half or so over Kyle Larson. Ty Gibbs one more back in third, then Logano and Elliott.
So, Todd, you were concerned and wanting to find out, one of your big question marks is, will we be able to lay Goodyear rubber down on the racetrack in the corners? Traditionally, how long would it take to start realizing if the rubber's getting laid down?
I feel like 50 to 60 laps, which is really going to put these guys right at the point that they've got to be making decisions if they're going to split this stage in half.
Casey Mears missing turn one a moment ago, a bit off the pace, gathered that car back up, but he is running in the 38th position early on here at the Martinsville Speedway, just 18 laps complete, and it's William Byron at the point.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
After starting 31st, Ryan Blaney beginning to pick up some spots deep in the field. He is up to the 26th position. Further up, a change for position number four a lap ago. Chase Elliott was able to move in and around Joey Logano to pick up that position. Elliott closing now in on Ty Gibbs for position three. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
You could have reliable and intelligent Wi-Fi at the same price for 5 years. That's the Xfinity 5-year price lock guarantee. No annual contracts, no hidden fees, no strings. 5 years of certainty in a world full of change. Xfinity, imagine that. Restrictions apply, select plans only.
27 laps have just gone on the board here in the Xfinity 500. 103 to go here in the opening stage. Again, in practice, the longest we saw anybody go is we got trouble in turn one. Daniel Suarez gets moved up the racetrack. He was in the outside of a three-wide battle to his inside, had Zane Smith down there along with Bubba Wallace, and that'll put us under the caution flag for the first time here tonight.
Half spin for Bubba Wallace over in turn number one, but he will quickly get that car pointed in the right direction, only losing a couple of spots, but the caution does come out for the first time. Lap number 28, just as we were beginning to talk about the Hendrick Motorsports dominance at the front of the field, William Byron, Kyle Larson, and Chase Elliott, who had just moved up and into the third position a couple of laps ago, bypassing Ty Gibbs. Also, Denny Hamlin moving back into the top five as that incident occurred over in turn turn number one as the caution flag is out for the first time here today.
And that's a bit of a shame for Daniel Suarez. He was on the move. He had gained more positions than anybody. He had just picked up his 11th spot, moving up the leaderboard from the drop of the green flag to be able to get turned down there in turn number two. He was able to refire the car and pull away rather quickly and fall back in line. So Suarez just getting back where he needs to be. His pit lane will open up this time by Kyle.
Pit road is open, and it looks like everybody beginning to gather at the bottom of the racetrack on the back straightaway. Most, if not all, of the top 10. The top 15 cars are on pit road. We'll begin our coverage in turn three with Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Larson has been happy with his race car, but he does decide to come down pit road, and it's going to be four tires and Sunoco fuel for Kyle Larson. That call by Cliff Daniels, also on pit road. Chase Elliott, he said he was really good turning in traffic, felt good about the car. Let's head over to Steve Post.
Down here, William Byron is in pretty happy with his race car. Going to be four tires, Sunoco racing fuel. Rudy Fugel just wants to take a look at the tires as much as anything else. Joey Logano reports his car is just a little snug as well. Tyler Reddick is snug and cannot get off from the corners with his automobile. Chris Wilner.
Bubba Wallace had a little bit of contact in that exchange with Daniel Suarez. Left side composite damage, but they feel like it's okay. Four tires and fuel for playoff contenders. Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, I should say. He said he was really tight and loose on center and drive off. Also in was Christopher Bell, a chassis adjustment and four tires on his Toyota.
Got a new race leader because of a different pit strategy. Michael McDowell with two right side Goodyear Eagles is going to gain some track position. It's McDowell, then William Byron, Kyle Larson. You got Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin, the five, off pit lane first.
Don't miss your chance to race for the million.
Finalists, are you ready?
NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Enter now to win a VIP trip to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway, where you could take home $1 million.
The winner is contestant number two, Steve!
The race for the million is on.
It feels amazing.
Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
DIYers, ever start a project thinking that this'll be quick, only for it to be anything but? We've all been there, and that's why you need Craftsman, DIYers' most trusted brand. Craftsman's V20 battery works across drills, saws, trimmers, mowers, and over 100 other products from the house to the backyard and beyond. No dead stops, no refuels, just grab, swap, and get it done. Because your project might fight back, but your tools shouldn't. Head to Craftsman.com to learn more. Craftsman, build on.
Working our first caution flag of the race after Daniel Suarez won the outside of a three-wide battle, just simply got nudged around here as he was racing hard for position. Michael McDowell with some pit strategy is the new race leader from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We were about to go back under the green flag, but at the very last second, the pace car, which is painted hot pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it is a Chevrolet Corvette pace car, made a hard right turn. Jesse Delavoot is the pace car driver. He was already down, headed to pit road, and at the last second went up and over the curbing to get back out there. Reason being is after the drivers choose what lane to restart in, they were a little bit lax in that at the tail end of the field, and they weren't going to get everybody caught back up to the field by the time they got around to the restart zone.
38 cars to get doubled up, and about half of them were halfway up the back straightaway, ready to come to green. The other half still on the front stretch, choosing their lane, whether it be inside or out for the restart. So we'll try it again this time. The entire field captured, ready to go, doubled up behind new race leader Michael McDowell. A two-tire stop a moment ago on the pit lane has propelled McDowell to the point. William Byron to his outside as we're set to go back to green.
Chase Elliott had a tire get away, but it didn't get out of the pit box. All it did was cost the team some time because they had to run after it and retrieve it far corner of their own pit box. So he's all the way back into the seventh spot. Green flag is back in the air.
Side by side off turn number two. Around the outside, William Byron on the fresher tires has the advantage. Can't close it down though. Back comes Michael McDowell.
Slides up the racetrack and nearly into Byron, who leads by a half a car length off of turn number four. It's Byron back out front. Here comes McDowell to the inside.
Byron storming that outside lane. Gets a good pull off the top of turn number two this time. He will clear Michael McDowell to take the lead. McDowell back to second. Larson third. Gibbs fourth. Then Denny Hamlin side by side with Joey Logano.
For the number five spot off turn number four. The bright orange Toyota at the bottom of the racetrack is Hamlin. Top side, it's Logano. Further up, Kyle Larson is on the move.
Joey Logano flying the orange and yellow Kings Hawaiian colors. He is to the inside of Logano. Battle for second. Larson down low on Michael McDowell.
Hamlin back to the inside for position number five. Joey Logano stuck in the outside lane still. Fades from the top five. Has Chase Elliott to his inside for six. Meanwhile, ahead of them, a race for third.
The same fate, I'm afraid, awaits Michael McDowell, particularly on those older tires. Ty Gibbs underneath him to take over third. Here comes Hamlin for fourth. They're all lined up to the left elbow of McDowell.
Michael McDowell's team again elected to change. Right side Goodyear Eagles leave the original lefts on. Todd, it got him the track position for the moment in the race lead, but he is now beginning to plummet.
Yeah, but this is one of those calls that when you make it from a deeper spot in the field, you may net out all right. It depends on when a caution comes. If we go 100 laps and go to the end of the stage, it's probably not going to net out a positive for him. But if we go 40 laps and another caution comes out, this may be a strategy that gets them up there where they can fight from a farther forward position.
90 laps to go right now here in stage number one. It is William Byron, the race leader. Kyle Larson in second. They have singled out one and two with Gibbs now in third. Hamlin fourth, Elliott fifth, Logano in sixth. They stack up from seventh on back, and the driver at the head of that stack up, the driver that stayed out a few laps ago, and Michael McDowell, only two fresh tires on that car.
Yeah, and he's got a very angry Cole Custer on his back bumper. He tried to get down to the bottom, took Cole Custer all the way to the inside retaining wall. Cole had two choices in turn three, either mash the brakes or go down pit road. He is not happy with McDowell right now.
And he is quickly getting back to the bumper of Michael McDowell as you look up to the driver's right. Todd Gilliland's on the outside of McDowell trying to make a move there.
Custer's going to change lanes and go to the top as well. Probably looks at least now that he may have harnessed his anger and is just going to drive away and drive around McDowell.
Denny Hamlin slow on the front stretch for a moment. Let Chase Elliott go by to his outside for fourth.
May have been one of those situations where he saw that Elliott was clearly faster and decided to fight another day. Now though, he's got Joey Logano on the back bumper, and Joey's ready to go.
Joey now drives to the inside of Denny Hamlin. Hamlin had no fight in that Toyota for the moment. Logano swings to his inside.
Denny Hamlin right now does not have the race car he'd like to have. Gives up a spot to Elliott, gives up a spot to Logano. Now Christopher Bell closes in.
That battle singled out. Three wide racing further back. Ryan Preece caught in the middle. Has Shane Van Gisbergen to his inside. Ross Chastain to the outside. They are still three wide.
Chastain has not had a great start to this afternoon. The car has not been where he wants it to be. They are still three deep. Down the back straightaway into turn three.
They're going to stay that way. Flank three wide, bouncing off of each other. Poor old Ryan Preece is on inside and out. And again, hard contact on the front straightaway as everybody has to roll out of the throttle, but they keep them pointed in the right direction.
Ryan Preece was the meat in that three-wide sandwich. He got boxed around and had to check up momentarily. A couple of cars took evasive action to get through. Amazingly enough, nobody got turned.
Nearly got turned, though, into the outside wall. A lap to go for Ryan Preece, who is now fighting to hang on to a position inside of the top 20. At the front, it is still William Byron by three car lengths over Kyle Larson. Best battle is for third. Here comes Chase Elliott getting wound up in that four spot. right on the back bumper of Ty Gibbs as that race from third on back is back in turn number one.
Chase Elliott riding a fast pony this afternoon, no doubt about it. He's going to go to the outside and just do it the hard way. Drives around Ty Gibbs, makes it look easy as he takes third place.
And he's going to stay on the outside lane as Chase Elliott and pull away from Ty Gibbs. Gibbs has more problems because he looks in the mirror, sees Joey Logano beginning to put a challenge on.
Logano is right there. He sees what Elliott did. He said, maybe I'll try the top. Gibbs drifts up to put a block on him. Joey with a masterful crossover goes to the bottom.
There comes Joey Logano to the inside for position number four on Ty Gibbs. That battle comes back to the line with Logano car length in front of Gibbs. One more to Denny Hamlin in sixth.
Ty Gibbs now will try and hold off the Denny Hamlin machine as both of them have been kind of up and down within the top 5 to 7 positions here this afternoon. William Byron leads the way by 2 over Larson.
And another 3 back to third place running Chase Elliott. First, second, and third all out of the same race shops. And that's Hendrick Motorsports before you get back to Joey Logano from Team Penske in fourth and Ty Gibbs from Joe Gibbs Racing in fifth.
Sixth spot right now belongs to Denny Hamlin as they race down the back straightaway and into turn three. Christopher Bell runs next, followed by Gilliland and Custer.
All right in the bottom of the racetrack, off of turn number four, wrapping the inside. Cole Custer finding some pressure now from last week's winner, Chase Briscoe, just into the top 10.
Briscoe's on the move. He looks to the outside, out of turn number two, but Custer slides up to the wall to shut off that advance. A little further back, here's a challenge from Austin Cindric. He'll drive to the inside and take a spot away from Kyle Busch.
He does that, and his teammate Ryan Blaney does the same thing to Bubba Wallace. Ryan Blaney is climbing the leaderboard from the back of the field. He's broken into the top 20. Blaney is up to 19th with 77 to go in the opening stage.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
57 laps into the 500 that make up the Xfinity 500 today. That gives us 73 to go here in the opening stage of today's race. It's William Byron up front. Byron has led 53 of the 57 laps. Michael McDowell, the only other leader after a pit strategy call, he led 4 laps. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Martinsville Speedway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance and the Keys to Progress program, gifting cars to veterans in need.
Here's how they are running, powered by Growth Energy. Growth Energy, leading America's biofuel industry and supporting the farmers who fuel our future.
William Byron is the race leader on lap number 62. Kyle Larson is second and Chase Elliott goes third. Fourth is Joey Logano. Ty Gibbs is fifth. Denny Hamlin is sixth. Christopher Bell goes seventh. Todd Gilliland is eighth. Cole Custer ninth and Chase Briscoe 10th.
Alex Bowman runs in the 11th spot, followed by Austin Cindric in 12th. Kyle Busch 13th. Carson Hocevar 14th. And Shane Van Gisbergen in 15th. Then it's Tyler Reddick in 16th. Ross Chastain in 17th. Ryan Blaney is in the 18th position. 19th is Ryan Preece. And 20th, Bubba Wallace.
Zane Smith is 21st. Josh Berry 22nd. Michael McDowell is 23rd. 24th is Eric Jones. Ty Dillon goes 25th. A.J. Allmendinger is 26th. Austin Dillon is 27th, Noah Gregson 28th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 29th, and Brad Keselowski is 30th.
All of which are still on the lead lap, along with Chris Buescher in 31st, Justin Haley in 32nd, John Hunter Nemechek 33rd, Daniel Suarez 34th, Cody Ware is 35th, then it's Riley Herbst and Casey Mears, the 37 cars on the racetrack, as we have had one caution flag in this event. Four lead changes among two different leaders. William Byron has by far led the most, 61 laps at the front of the field. Michael McDowell, the only other leader, four laps led so far as we continue under the green flag.
In the Xfinity 500, as we've got 64 to go here in this opening stage, and it's always a privilege to talk to Matt Lederer. He's put a headset on and joined us here in the broadcast booth. He's the Vice President, Brand Partnerships and Engagement with Xfinity. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. What a day to be here. A little chilly, but the weather's perfect for racing.
It absolutely is. There's so much happening in and around Xfinity 500 weekend here at Martinsville Speedway. Give us an idea what the fans have been able to enjoy all weekend long.
We have, for the last 3 or 4 years since we've been a premier partner of this event, we have used this race to thank the people who make our sponsorship in NASCAR possible, which are our customers. Right, they're the reasons we're able to do this. So we had customers today waving the green flag, giving the command to start, doing pace car rides, doing driver meet and greets, whole bunch of ticket giveaways. We got some crazy people having a great time in Suite 12 right now. But that's really what this is about. This is about making sure that we thank the people who make everything we do in this sport possible, which are our customers.
Speaking of doing things for the fans and the customers, and more importantly, potential customers out there, I understand there's something special going on next week for the Xfinity, well, season finale in Xfinity's last race.
Yeah, the Xfinity Championship Week race next week in Phoenix on Saturday. We're proud to announce that the final stage, for those of you watching on CW, will be completely commercial-free. It's a partnership we did with the CW, the entire final stage. Fans will not miss a single moment, a pass, a pit stop, drama, whatever it might be. And again, it's just our small token of appreciation. Look, the media, the drivers, the teams, the tracks, they've all been really influential in growing our brand and business through this sport. But nobody has been more influential than the amazing NASCAR fans. So this is just a small thing to do, but we hope everybody enjoys it, because you know those final few laps at Phoenix are amazing.
Yeah, they absolutely are, just like we expect them to be that way here today in the Xfinity 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. You know, when you look back at this particular series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, you guys have taken it and elevated it to heights that we've never seen before. Next week at Phoenix in that Xfinity Championship race, that will conclude the title sponsor for Xfinity in that particular series. When you and your team reflect back, isn't it marvelous to see the types of things you've been able to do with your company and the sport of NASCAR racing?
It's been amazing. We are so grateful. The reflection has brought out a lot of emotions, but grateful being the first one for just everybody in this industry embracing us, the fans embracing us. I think we're all grateful for the amazing people that we get to work with at Comcast and all of our agency partners. But you know what? We're also really proud. We've made an impact in this sport in terms of how we've elevated the series, how we've told the stories of the drivers. You know, when we first started, less than 50% of the winners of Xfinity Series race were Xfinity Series drivers. This year, it'll be north of 85% that won that. The playoffs are new. Dash for Cash. We've made a real profound impact on the sport, and we're very proud of that. But we're not going anywhere. We're going to be a premier partner. The Xfinity 500 is going to be back next year. The Comcast Community Champion of the Year is coming back. We're going to work with 2311 still, so we're not leaving the sport, because we think it's really important that every fan remembers that these cars are as fast as Xfinity Internet.
And give him some points
gotta
there.
Try.
Some points. The other thing I got to bring up that Xfinity has done to elevate the sport of NASCAR racing this year is the Xfinity fastest lap of the race. That has been huge, and these teams have embraced that. One championship point is massive.
It could be a big storyline today, right? So Larson, the 5 car, has one more fastest lap than, I think it's Bell. That could be a big difference here today. The Truck Series has a moment. The 34 car is in the owner's final four because of his Xfinity fastest lap point differential. So that was what was set out when we started this. I give NASCAR a ton of credit for allowing us to have an implementation that impacts what's going on. But I think you're right. I think when this is done, people are going to go, wow, we did not take a look at that as serious as we should have, both competition-wise, but the fans. But, yeah, it's a storyline that's coming up.
It changes the game and has all season long. Listen, Matt. Thank you from the bottom of everyone's hearts, not only for race fans, but for everybody in the garage as well and in this sport, for all you have done and will continue to do. And we can't thank you and your team
enough.
We
can't thank you enough. It's been the support from MRN and PRN have been amazing. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And again, we're not going anywhere. And, you know, we met with O'Reilly Auto Parts this week. We're going to do everything we can to put them in a great position to take the series and take it even to greater heights.
Matt Lederer, Vice President, Brand Partnerships and Engagement with Comcast Xfinity.
Looking forward to next week's Xfinity Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway. Going to be a wild one. We had a great one a night ago, won by Taylor Gray. William Byron continues to lead here under the green flag, 1.4 seconds over his teammate Kyle Larson. Chase Elliott is third. They've been busy in lap traffic. We'll pick that up in a moment.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion. If you know me, I did Black Buffalo Long Cut. Black Buffalo is America's only credible smokeless tobacco alternative. Black Buffalo was established in America in 2015, and it dips just like the real thing, without the tobacco leaf or stem. You can find Black Buffalo at thousands of retailers across the USA near you. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. If it's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Under the longest green flag run of the afternoon here at the Martinsville Speedway, 50 laps under the green flag. And for the first time today, lap traffic for the race leaders, William Byron out front by 1.3 seconds over Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, another second back in third. Then it's Joey Logano and Ty Gibbs from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Martinsville Speedway on this Sunday afternoon, the Xfinity 500 under the green flag, working lap number 88 of 500, 42 to go in stage number one, longest green flag run that we have seen here today, approaching the longest run of the weekend, which was 67 laps yesterday in practice. And it's still William Byron at the point. We gave you the top five a moment ago, keeping an eye on playoff contenders, including Denny Hamlin in sixth, Christopher Bell seventh, Chase Briscoe eighth. But Alex, there's one driver that we've been watching that had to start at the rear of the field that has done nothing but go forward since the start of this race.
And that driver's name is Ryan Blaney. Give him another spot this time by. He goes to the number 13 position. One pit stop. The crew did a nice job, gained a couple of spots on pit road, but Todd, for him to come from the back of the field up to 13th means he's got a good race car and he can pass people.
This is Ryan Blaney doing Ryan Blaney things here at Martinsville. He's just wrapping the curb. His ability, at times, he'll stagger himself up and get the runoff, but he's just been able to roll a ton of speed across the center, has great entry stability. If he can get close, he can make that move and get inside of people into the corners.
Let's follow him around this half-mile oval right to the bottom of the racetrack for Ryan Blaney. Wants another spot on Alex Bowman as they go to turn number one. That's just outside of the top 10.
Right up under the rear spoiler of the Alex Bowman machine is Ryan Blaney. He'll come off turn two. He takes a quick look to the inside lane, but there's nothing there as they hit turn three.
Let's hear more about Blaney's day as he puts the bumper to the back of Alex Bowman to take this spot away. Let's go to his pit with Wendy Venturini.
You know, Ryan Blaney has advanced to the final four in the last 2 years by winning this Martinsville race. He knows how to get to the front. He knows how to gain track position at this racetrack. But his crew chief, Jonathan Hassler, told him a few laps ago, man, you got to manage your tires. We're in this green flag run right now. We're trying to make it to the end of the stage. Lap 130. That's the goal for Ryan Blaney. Manage the tires. But, oh, yes, also move through the field from 31st up to that towards that top 10.
Having to manage the speed and track position up to the 13th spot, some 12 seconds behind race leader William Byron Steve Post, who is also having to manage his tires at the front while working lap traffic.
Interesting listening to the conversation. Rudy Fugel, his crew chief, just nearly begging William to save the tires. He says, save the tires. And William would get another tenth on Kyle Larson. Now, that is closed down because William is in lap traffic and Larson has closed in a little bit. But William Byron has a really, really good race car. I talked with Rudy Fugel, his crew chief, this morning. Rudy is worried about somewhere long in a run, the speed to come out of these tires. And he is just beckoning and pleading his driver to save the tires, save the tires, save the tires. William Byron is just picking him up and laying him down here. Has a really good rhythm to this run here in the early going.
Yeah, they're in a boat right now, and they are now so far away from shore they can't see it. We have not been this far on this tire this weekend here at Martinsville Speedway. We're down to 33 laps to go in the opening stage. Let's find out what's going on with Christopher Bell with Chris Wilner.
Yeah, Alex, Christopher Bell currently riding inside the top 10. I checked in with his team, and crew chief Adam Stevens has liked most of the crew chiefs that we heard from Steve Post as well as from Wendy Venturini is saving the tires. But what his spotter, Tap Boyd, has been doing is following the rubber around the racetrack. We talk about the rubber being laid down. He says the key here is going to be to start to move up and then kind of drive over it and get the car to point down. So they're coaching Christopher Bell on how to do that as these tires continue to go away. But it's all about conservation here. Christopher told me pre-race about lap 45 in practice. That's when the cliff fell. Well, we are way past that. And so now it's a handful for these drivers as we get closer to the end of the stage.
Christopher Bell running in position number 7. Todd, keeping an eye on the driver that we were talking about at the front of the field on the restart. That was Michael McDowell, but that was also 66 laps ago. He is no longer on the lead lap.
Yeah, just went a lap down to leader William Byron. Just the two tires, you know, that left rear being older, I don't think gets a drive off the corner. A good gamble, but this long run has put him in a penalty.
The fastest car on the racetrack for the last 25 laps is the driver who is now in the 11th spot. His name is Ryan Blaney, and he's trying to pick up a couple of more spots before the end of the stage. You got to be impressed here, Kyle, with what Blaney's been able to do in this opening stage now with 28 laps to go next time by.
From the 31st starting position, moving around the lap car of Cody Ware here on the front straightaway, right to the bottom of the racetrack for Ryan Blaney. Has a bit of distance between himself and the top 10. That is Chase Briscoe in the 10th position, but he has been fun to watch. That car hooked up inside of the racetrack and is just driving to the front right now with the aid of just one caution flag. Back on lap 33, now 70 laps under this green flag run, and he's not only the fastest car on the track, but he's also coming, setting a lot of those times down while passing cars just out of the front 10 right now in the 11th spot.
as he makes his way into turns three and four. The next one is the 10th place driver, and that is Chase Briscoe. Let's see what Blaney can do with him with 27 laps to go in the opening stage. They all go back to turn number two.
What's been impressive about Ryan Blaney is that there's been no appreciable sign of a chassis change or the car going away, tire fall off, nothing. He just continues to run about 2 to 3 inches off the inside curb. He is wrapping the crack, and he is closing in on Briscoe.
About 2/10 of a second faster than the cars immediately in front of him, including Chase Briscoe, who he closes in on within a car length. We'll pick up that battle when we come back to Martinsville.
What if you had the smartest Wi-Fi? If you did, it'd be Xfinity, and it'd come with their best state-of-the-art equipment. It would boost speeds to the devices that needed the most, whether you were streaming, gaming, or gaming while pretending to work. It would even power your mobile connection so you could bring faster, secure Wi-Fi speeds with you where you use it most. If you had the smartest Wi-Fi, everything would work together seamlessly to keep you connected. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
That battle for the 10th spot, short-lived a moment ago. Ryan Blaney quickly went to the inside of Chase Briscoe and within about 50 yards able to take that spot away as his march to the front continues, although he's about 11 seconds behind race leader William Byron. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
With consecutive green flag lap, 18 laps to go in stage number one, and it is William Byron in lap traffic continuing to lead this race.
Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Yellowwood. Hey, race fans, for a five-star backyard, choose Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Trusted by builders and loved by homeowners. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
114 laps into this event, a race that has seen just one caution.